As the conflict in Libya continues, the charity Save the Children is warning that children fleeing the fighting risk starvation and even death. The charity says children as young as 12 are making the perilous journey unaccompanied from North Africa to the Italian island of Lampedusa. Frequently, they are arriving malnourished and terrified after spending days at sea in migrant boats. Michaela Prosperi is the spokesperson for Save the Children in Lampedusa. He told Lydia Kane more about their plight.
It is really a challenge, you know, for many of them. The journey, the sail in the sea is very, very, I would say, it's a kind of dramatic experience. Sometimes they would say they stay in the sea with the boat, you know, losing the cruise, you know, and the path, you know, the right direction to Lampedusa. And the stories that they come from in Libya are as well dramatic. A few of them were in the detention center of the Libyan authorities and experienced or seen, you know, violence, you know, in those centers because they were along with the adults. At the moment, we have a nice news, a good news, that is 129 unaccompanied minors just boarded on the boat to get to Sicily, where they will be placed in a transfer center to wait for the final destination in the children's homes that should receive them in different destinations in the Italian regions. So it's a good news. They were here since 8 days. 11 of them were from Tunisia. All the other were from sub-Saharan countries like Ghana, Mali, Nigeria, and Ivory Coast and other countries. And there were a girl as well. They were aged 16 to 17, most of them. And they were waiting, you know, since days to get to Italy. It is absolutely necessary that they get placed in the children's homes as soon as possible. And the authorities should take care with a coordinated national plan to manage properly the situation. We expect many others will come with the boats that we are waiting here in Lampedusa. One just boarded this morning at 6:30, and we expect other like 4 or 5 boats, big boats coming from Libya. We expect many minors or young children to be on that boats.
Michele, perhaps you could describe to us what these children are facing. They're obviously facing lack of food. They're obviously malnourished. And also they must be facing also, those boats mustn't be terribly sturdy. So obviously there's the threat that these boats might break up as well.
Yeah, exactly. What we can say is that if you take the last weekend, 5 boats came to Lampedusa for a total of 2,400 people, and all the 5 boats needed assistance from the Italian Guardia Costiera, Coast Guard. And this means that all the boats coming are in bad conditions and could bring to a dramatic situation as happened in the last days. So this is something that we know in advance. From this comes the appeal that has saved the children we made to about the opening of a humanitarian corridor to bring in safety people that has the right of the political asylum to Italy or Europe, other European countries, without going through this dramatic lottery that is the journey from Libya to Italy. We cannot, you know, go on this way. We also know that many children with their families and young children, babies, are in the tent refugee camps on the Tunisian border with Libya, waiting to get again into Libya and to get on the boats to Italy. So this is something that we know. There are many we know that are going to come, and they will come. So I think that everybody should put in first, would say, the protection of the civil population and starting from children and their families.
Your setup there, Save the Children, how are you dealing with it? And what kind of projects, what kind of setup do you have there to help people when they come from these North African countries?
Our Save the Children is operating within the Presidium project that is coordinated by the Minister of Interior, the Italian, along with other organizations like the UN HCR and agency and the International Organization for Migration and the Red Cross. So we all together operate within this project in order to monitoring the reception conditions and also give assistance and first support to the people coming. Save the Children is focusing on the children, of course, both those that are accompanying with their mothers usually. 66 accompanied children landed to Lampedusa since January, but also the, especially the unaccompanied minors. There have been 800 landed in Lampedusa since January, so many, many. And among them, there were also children like aged 12 or 13, and most of them were really vulnerable with reference to their conditions or diverse abilities. So what we do is we give support, we give information about their rights, the law, the Italian law, the procedure, what will happen to them. We listen to them. We gather, we collect their stories, and we would say collect this information and provide this information to them and to the children home that will receive them on the mainland. And then also we monitor the reception and also make sure that the children are hosted in separate places from the adults and protected in properly. And so this is also something that we look after here in Lampedusa. But the Italian team of Save the Children also operates in Sicily, in Apulia region, in Marche region, and in the transfer centers that are full of migrants as well. And also we monitor the reception conditions in the children homes, especially for those most vulnerable cases that we get in touch with here in Lampedusa at the landing.
You were saying there that there will be more of these boats, more people, more children will be coming, and obviously you have to be prepared for that because it's still not. This isn't going to go away.
Yeah, exactly. I would say the of course we are very well prepared. We have the team. Of course, the team we have here is legal counselor, is cultural mediators, and social operators. So this is the team, and we of course we will manage as Save the Children to push the authorities to, would say, set up a coordinated plan to manage especially the minor emergency, in order to, you know, make a timely flow, you know, to transfer the children from Lampedusa, so they shouldn't stay here for days, and they shouldn't stay in any other transfer center in the mainland as well too much time before getting to their final destination and starting their new life, their new opportunity, you know, their new chance for a new life. That is what we look for, you know, in the end.